Hey, this is Reverend Timothy Fleming, Senior Pastor of Mount Carmel Baptist Church, Atlanta, Georgia, and you are listening to our podcast, Words from a Senior Pastor. I want to thank you for joining us today and let you know that I hope this recording blesses you and compliments your walk with God. Again, thank you so very much, and I hope you enjoy these messages. I want to answer this question that so many people always ask me. If God was all-powerful, and God is all-knowing, and God is everywhere, why does he allow the devil to do what he does? Why doesn't he just get rid of the devil and be done with it? Don't you ever ask that question? That's why some people don't believe in God now. Because they don't understand why he would permit certain things to happen. I know one man got mad at God because he lost his mother. And he had prayed that God would heal his mother, and God didn't heal his mother. I had a good reason. I was mad at God for taking my son. But that didn't bring him back. But at one time, I was mad at God. I'm saying, God, why you take him when 22 years old? He hasn't even started. Why would you take him from me like that? I would have given my life for him. Take me to leave him. But I'm not God. And I've been a lot of times I've asked God why. That's nothing wrong with that. A lot of people say, you shouldn't ask God why. Well, Jesus did. Jesus himself said, why hast thou forsaken me? That was a human cry. And he came here to die. That was the first time God separated from God. My God, you get that. For eternity, the Father and the Son had never been separated. But on Calvary, on the cross, God turned his back on God. God turned his back on his son. And that they had never been separated. That lets you know just how much God loves you and what he went through to save us. That he would turn his back on his son. He had to leave Jesus alone to die alone. Because some things in life, you can't do it unless you do it alone. But the question has always been, if it's a God, why would he let all these things happen? Why didn't he stop this pandemic? Why didn't he could send this virus away? Why does God put up with the devil from the beginning? You ready for the answer? God has given all of us free choice. Even when the devil was a holy angel, when he was Lucifer, when he was a morning star angel, when he guarded the throne of God and sang all the songs and led the choir, God still let all those angels have free choice. And Satan chose to rebel. See, that's something we don't understand about God when it comes to us. He gave us free choice. God didn't bring all this pain in the world. Man did. God gave him a choice because when God put his image in man, he didn't make him to be a robot, but he made him to be a human being with the will to choose. And the same with the angels in heaven. God didn't force them out of there. They made a decision to follow the devil. And because they had the ability to choose, and the devil had the ability to choose, he chose to rebel. And therefore, God let him go on, kicked him out of heaven. So because God made us all as free moral agents, you send yourself to hell, not God. And sometimes we have to live with our choices. Don't put it on God. God will just let you go on and do what you want to do to show you that your way is not going to work. And therefore today,
Satan, the devil, who became the devil. And God decided to let him go on. Now, he has a time set when God will not kill him. Hear me? Spirit can't die. He's already dead. He's not the devil. The devil's not flesh. He's a spirit. So he and his demon and the Antichrist will be tormented in the lake of fire. Not killed, but tormented. See, once you die physically, you're not going to die physically anymore. That's over with. You have a spirit and a soul. Spirit go back to the God that gives it, but the soul is going to go to heaven or hell. And it doesn't have life as we have. So it has life, but not life as we have. So your soul will be tormented in hell, or your soul will be happy in heaven. So neither one of them will ever die. So the devil will be tormented by choice. We have the devil. He chose. And why did he choose to go to become the devil? Well, simple as that. He got the big head. He got the big head. Can I teach today? He got the big head. He's power hungry. He got power hungry. He saw the omnipotent hand of God. He saw the power of God. He saw the angels worshiping God. And he wanted that. And Isaiah said, it says, Satan said, if I will exalt myself above the Most High. See, he got power hungry. And that's why he's so mad and bitter today. He's power hungry. The devil wants power over you. The devil wants power over your life. The devil wants power over the world. The devil tempted Jesus with power because he's power hungry. And it's a bad thing in the church. I've had a pastor church where I've had deacons that were power hungry. I had one so full of power, trying to tell me what to do. You know what? I'm a little young preacher. I got so sick of him. I walked out the pulpit and sat in the audit and the conference now. I said, all right, go on up there and preach. And I said, Sunday morning when you preaching, if you preach good enough, I might join the church. You know, that's Fleming crazy. I wasn't about 21 years old, and he was an old man. I don't want to preach. I said, then if you don't want to preach, get out of my way and let me pastor. And the church just looked. I said, because you want my position, but you don't want the pain that come with it. If you're jealous of somebody, you might see somebody in a nice car. You might want the car, but do you want the note? If you see somebody in a big, nice house, you might be jealous of that house, but do you want the house? No. See, some of us, we want somebody, what somebody's have, but we don't want the other stuff to come with it. So the devil was power hungry. I hope this clear up a lot of people as to why God didn't kill the devil. He has a set time, but God didn't want to stop the devil from being the devil. Now, God supposed to be our protector. God supposed to be our provider. God supposed to be for us. But here in this text, he sick the devil on his best man. Even God said in his word there was none like Job. I always say if you want to be like Job, then you better be ready for a job anyway, because it's spelled the same way. Job. So the devil finna work a job on you when you're Job. But I never thought about it. God cooperated with the devil. The Bible said the sons of God were coming up to before God, and the devil came too. The devil had access to heaven, you all. He walked up there among the angels, giving a report. And when God saw the devil, he said, where are you going, Satan? The devil never wanted to stay home. He never wanted to stay home. I'm just going to and fro. Well, Satan, don't you have an address? No, I'm just going to and fro. Just going around seeing who I can mess up. Have you ever seen some folk like that? They don't do nothing but run around, run, tell that. Everywhere in everybody's business. In everybody's business on the phone, talking about everybody, but don't ever tell your business. They're in your business. They look for every little fault. That's one reason why the bad thing about Facebook and YouTube, it gives people to talk about things and they don't want to show themselves. It gives them a chance to hurt people, go against. I have somebody said something ugly about me on Facebook. Well, what you looking at it for? If you don't like us, don't like me, don't like my preacher, don't look at it. Turn the channel. Must be something interesting you want to look and say something about the preachers. I wish you were in our place and see how people will talk about you. I can't be a leader if I'm not ready to be criticized. And when I accepted the pastor of this church, I accept all that comes with it. Lies, gossip, and everything else. If you're going to pastor, friend, can't stand the heat, get out what? Get out the kitchen. And now some pastors, preachers don't want to be pastors. They want to be evangelists. Because they don't want the headache of pastoring. They want to preach, do what they're going to do, and keep moving. So I'm saying something to every pastor. If you want to pastor, there are pains with leadership. The devil said, I'm just going around looking for somebody. I just want to talk about somebody. I just want to hurt somebody. But God said, well, since you just roaming around with nothing to do, let me give you something to do. Have you considered my servant Job? Who brought Job's name up? The devil didn't bring up Job's name. So here's the most important thing. God brought his name up for a reason. Can God bring your name up? I don't think God would bring up some of your name, because God knows you won't stand. I'm sure your name crossed God's mind. Oh, God, no, not that one, not that one. They didn't hold up on the first lie. Somebody told them, no, I would love to bring the name of Martha up, but no, she left the church last week because somebody said she had on the wrong dress. God can't bring up everybody's name, but God brought his man name up. Have you considered Job? As to say, God picked him out to be picked on. The devil knows all of us who are special in God's eyes. If you are anointed, trust me, the devil knows you. And that may be why he's giving you so much hell. He knows who God really calls special. And you know why the devil hates a really anointed Christian? He's mad that he can't be what you are. He had position and lost it, and he can't accept the fact that you got it and have lost it. So the devil is jealous of you that you could be blessed and not let stuff go to your head and still submit to God, and he had everything in his head and couldn't. He's envious of you. He's jealous of you. Because he can't be like you and can't do what you can do. He couldn't handle power. In fact, that ought to be my first point. Why God sick the devil on us. To see if we can handle power. To see if we can handle power. See if we can handle a position. See if when they promoted you, that you can handle that. See it when God give you a bigger church preacher that you won't quit preaching. See it when God make you the president of the choir. Now you just poke your chest out. See it when God give you a great voice. You don't think nobody else can sing but you. See if God give you some good looks. You sit and look in the mirror and sing all day how great thou art. See when God give you a job, you'll quit coming to church. Can you have success? And God will put the devil on you to see you. Now, this is what I want to say. Another good reason why I think God will sick the devil on you and why he sick the devil on Job. Ready? God was proving to the devil Job's loyalty. So when the devil, God sick the devil on Job, God sick the devil. Get it? See what it said? He's in your hand. Do what you want to do with it. Go get him. Sick it. And he sick the devil on Job. And Job started losing everything. He sicked the devil on Job to prove Job's loyalty to God. Because the devil will prove your loyalty. Right now, with this pandemic, the devil is challenging some of us. And he's going to say, can you have church while you're not at church? You know why? Some people can't have church if they're not around a lot of church folk. Can you have church in that house by yourself? How loyal are you when you can't come? You know what? There are people who can't go to work, but at home working on a computer. I got 2 or 3 deacons here. Deacon Isaiah, Deacon Norris probably watching me now. He would be here today if he didn't have so many jobs because they've laid off so many people, and here again, haven't touched him. The man I'm always praying over. Who planted seeds, and ever since I told him the enemy can't touch you, they have laid off people in New York, all kind of people in high position. Even his boss got laid off, and they laid off some other people and still have not touched this deacon. Well, I be praying for him. Where's your Lord? And if I call him today, he'll find a way over here. The loyalty is at test. And God is testing a lot of our loyalty because are you giving and supporting the church since you're not here? If people can work at home on a computer, then why aren't you on that Facebook page and YouTube watching me now? Preach, Fleming! You supposed to be number one. I don't understand why a lot of you all as members first have not become subscribers. I ought to have 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. Subscribe to your channel and bless your ministry. My members ought to be hitting like right now. Say it amen. Since you can't say it, click it. This is your church, your pastor. This is yours. And you ought to say, well, I can't be there, Reverend, but I'm online giving. I can't be there, but click, like. So click, hallelujah. Click, praise God.
Thank you, my friends, for spending this time with us. And a special thanks to those of you that support this ministry with your generous giving. It's because of you that this broadcast is possible. If you would like to give to our ministry, you can do so by texting GIVE to this number, 770-637-3445. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and share it with your friends. Thank you so very much.